into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. And power.
Oh my God, I can't believe my eyes. But in all of this, to think that you would think of me makes my heart come alive. Your love is like a mighty fire deep inside my bones. I feel like I could climb a thousand mountains all at once. And I never have to wonder if somebody cares for me. I love the maker, and the maker loves me. Oh, oh, oh,
hymns to hymn number 92, The Solid Rock. all for bringing us here on this beautiful day to worship in your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Are there any announcements?
Good morning, President. Good morning, Senator Friends. It's that time of year again. The Quaker Lake Golf Tournament will be at Holly Ridge Golf Course on May 18th. We have the flyers out. We have flyers in the vestibule and in the fellowship hall entrance. Anyone interested in playing, sponsoring posts, pick up a flyer, and Quaker Lake needs our support. It's a good opportunity to provide that support. If you got any questions, let me know. Thanks.
Sunday with our youth here meeting and singing and praising and worshiping our Lord. So there'll be a carry-in meal after worship. You're invited to come eat. We'd love to have you.
The Easter Extravaganza will be Saturday, April 13th from 10 to 12. There's going to be an egg hunt, crafts, and this is going to be a little different. We're shaking it up this year, and we're going to be at Clapp's Nursing Home. So there'll be an egg hunt in the garden area, I think. So we hope to see you there.
And it's good to see Betty. It's good to see Betty King back. We've missed her. She's been out having issues with her back, but welcome back, Betty. Are there any more announcements?
Came and helped with the apple pies yesterday, and we made 440 pies and took in $700. And those proceeds were split between the Quaker Man and the Friendly Worker Circle.
I also want to tell everyone that we don't have Wee Friends today. They're going to stay in here during worship service.
Just so the apple pies don't steal all the thunder, we had a great breakfast yesterday. A lot of people turned out, a lot of people came and ate, a lot of people stayed and helped. So thanks to any and all who came and contributed in any way. Proceeds are still coming in, but we think along with the apple pie proceeds, we made close to $1,700 yesterday after our expenses. So it was a good day for all. Thank you.
Are there any more announcements? Will tithes and offering, or will ushers please come forward? Let us pray. Bless these tithes and offerings, and may we use them to share the word of Jesus Christ with all. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Thank you.
Are there any prayer requests or praises? Happy birthday, Lemuel Joseph and Sandy Ward. Are there any prayer requests?
Elizabeth, most everyone knows Dustin Edmondson. Special Olympic athlete that hangs around with me and comes to different things here at Center. He was inducted into Western Carolina. He will start at Western Carolina this fall for 2 years. They have a, I can't remember the name of the program right now. But anyway, it's a 2-year program for athletes with intellectual disabilities, and he will be going there this fall. So that's the praise of the week.
Amen.
A gentleman stopped by the church this week. His name is Andrew. I don't know him. He stopped in and just asked for prayer. So if you would just remember Andrew, he lives down the road. He has a need in his family. And he pulled in, saw us here, and said, "Can someone pray with me?" So I told him we would remember him this Sunday. So his name is Andrew from down the street.
His bus driver to be remembered. They're going to have surgery for gallstones on Thursday. You know your bus driver's name?
Kenny.
Kenny.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we pray for all those that are needing hope, strength, and encouragement. Please minister to them now. I pray that you would work in their hearts, dry their tears, take away their fears. Be their healer, comforter, and provider. You know who is struggling, and you know each one by name. Please have compassion and mercy, and may you feel their presence like never before. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Tell me how these three apples are different from each other? Yeah, they're different colors. What else are different about these apples? Sophie? Yeah. Is there anything else that are different about them, Sophie?
Sizes.
Yeah. Rose?
There's a green apple.
Yeah, one of them is green. Some of them have like bruises and little spots and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But just because these apples are different from each other, that just like how we're all different from each other, that doesn't mean that God will only love the ones who are perfect without bruises or stuff. He loves everyone exactly the same and will watch over everyone and protect them. And so in the inside, the apples are very similar, just like our insides. We all love him. The inside's the same, the way that he loves you, same.
Love the Lord your God and keep his requirements, his decrees, his laws, and his commands always. This verse pretty much means love our Lord, our God, and keep his rules. So today we will be gathering for powder and deodorant and for the hardworking people that need soap.
So the verse means like Jesus will always love you and you will love him in return by praying and following his commands and his rules. So now let's pray. Dear Lord, please watch over these kids this week and help them to use their differences to stand out. Please protect them and guide them to do good throughout the week. Amen. Now can we collect some of the BMAT products for the school?
Thank you.
If we could all stand and turn to hymn number 107, Amazing Grace. Have you ever watched something bad happen but have done nothing about it? You might have cared, but why didn't you do anything about it? These are questions you normally don't ask yourself, at least on a daily basis. But what if you did? Would you speak up more and do what's right, or at least what seems right? An example on a large scale might be slavery. 2 weeks ago, when we went on a field trip to Mendenhall, one of the things the tour guide showed us was one of the false bottom wagons. A false bottom wagon was used to hide slaves. It looked just like a normal wagon. You might put pottery or other supplies on the top. But on the bottom was a secret compartment where slaves would hide when they were escaping to the north, to freedom. There was one or two drivers. The tour guide told us how most of the drivers were teenage boys because they looked the less suspicious. Most of them came from Quaker families. We all know that slavery was really bad, but most people either agreed with slavery or too afraid to speak up against it. But there were some people who spoke out, who did what was right. Just like the Quakers working in the Underground Railroad, or those false bottom wagons that helped slaves escape to the north. Or the people in the Manu Mission Society that was started here at Center Friends. They did what was right and spoke out and may have made it look simple and not frightening at all. But they were scared too, and it was extremely hard to get organizations started at this time that went against the law. But they spoke out and did what was right. There are also many people in the Bible that may have spoke out and did what was right. One of those people was Esther. I will be using the book of Esther for this message. Esther is a book in the Old Testament. We read it at Quaker like a year ago, and I remember really liking it. It started with King Xerxes, who in his third year of ruling held a banquet for all his nobles and officials. The banquet was very fancy, but while King Xerxes was having his, Queen Vashti also held a banquet for the women in the royal palace. On the seventh day, King Xerxes demanded that Queen Vashti was brought to him. He wanted to show off her beauty to the people and nobles, but Queen Vashti refused the king's command, making him very angry. The king issued a decree that Vashti is never again to enter the presence of King Xerxes. He also planned to give her royal position to someone who was better than her. Then the king said that all women will respect their husbands and made it an official decree. A search then began for a new queen. Esther quickly pleased the king and was named queen. Esther had been brought up by her cousin Mordecai since her father and mother had died. Esther had not revealed her nationality and family background to the king since Mordecai had forbid her to. She was a Jew, and Jews were not respected at this time. Every day, Mordecai walked back and forth near the courtyard to see how Esther was and what was happening to her. One day, Mordecai was sitting by the gates and heard two of the guards planning to assassinate the king. Mordecai told Esther, who told the king, but Esther gave all the credit to Mordecai. After these events, the king honored Haman, a noble, giving him a higher seat than other nobles. All the royal officials bowed down to him, but Mordecai would not. When officials asked him why he didn't bow down, he wouldn't answer. Then they asked Haman to see whether Mordecai's behavior should be tolerated, since Mordecai had revealed he was a Jew. Haman was so angry, he didn't just want to kill Mordecai. He wanted to kill all Mordecai's people, the Jews, throughout the whole kingdom of Xerxes. The king agreed to this and said to Haman, "Do with the people as you please." So Haman sent orders that all the Jews would be killed on one specific day. Mordecai found out what had been done and tore his clothes and put on sackcloth. Sackcloth is a very rough garment that symbolizes mourning. He was so upset by Haman's plans that he went into the street wailing loudly and bitterly. Esther wasn't sure what was going on, so when some of her attendants came and told her about Mordecai, she was very worried. She sent someone to see what was troubling him. Mordecai told them everything and begged Esther to go into the king's presence and beg for mercy for her people. They reported to Esther what Mordecai had said. She immediately told them to say, "All the king's officials and the people of the royal provinces know that for any man or woman who approaches the king without being summoned, the king has but one law, that they be put to death unless the king spares their lives. But 30 days have passed since I have been called to go to the king. You see, going to the king was very dangerous. If you went to the king when you were not specifically called upon, you could be killed. And Esther had not been called to see him." When Mordecai heard this, he said, "Do not think that because you are in the king's house that you alone of all Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this." Esther then said to get all the Jews of Susa to fast for me for 3 days. And me and my attendants will fast as you do. And when this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. Esther decided to try to protect the Jews, even though she was risking her own life. She requested that the king and Haman come to a banquet, which was also very dangerous, and they agreed. At the banquet, she asked the king to spare her people. The king became angry with Haman and Haman's plan to kill all the Jews. He ordered Haman to be hanged. Esther had saved her people. In Esther 4:14, Mordecai tells Esther, "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows that you have come to your royal position at such a time as this? The idea that Esther's life has led up to this moment gives us the popular version of this verse. Perhaps this is the moment in which you have been created. Esther did the right thing by speaking up and protecting her family and all other Jews. Who knows if God has created you for this reason, to stand up and do what's right. You could change something big, something that may be written in history books, something that could change your life in a good way. Perhaps this is the moment in which you have been created. This week, and always, try to speak up and do what's right, even when it may be hard. You will please God and make other people and yourself happy. Whether you speak up when you see someone being unfair or stop a bully, doing what's right can be as simple as helping someone carry groceries to their car. You are still showing God's love. I will end with James 2, 14 through 17. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without food and daily clothes. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. May we try to use our faith to do the right thing.
I want to thank the youth that have done such a wonderful job. I think they are talented and brave and all those things that it takes to stand up in front of a bunch of people and to speak and to sing and to do all these things. And we are so blessed to have you here at Center, and you are wonderful examples for those of us that aren't quite old enough to do leadership things. And thank you for being such wranglers. You're a good little wrangler, too.
Several tenets of the Quaker faith that I have always found fascinating. One of those is the quality of voice. Every member of a Quaker meeting has not only the right, more importantly, the privilege to avail themselves and to speak about any issue, any topic, anything that they wish to talk about. The other, one of the other, many others, fascinating tenets that I find is that women have always had a very important part of the Quaker movement to the beginnings in the 1600s, forward to the New World when there were women who carried forward the faith of the Quakers and who were put to death because of that. They were actually stoned and hanged in the Boston Commons, put to death for their tenets of faith. So today I find it very, very enlightening that our future of the Quaker faith is exhibited through our young adults today. The young men and women who chose to step forward and to speak, to sing, to be able to be a part of this meeting, I think is one of the most special things that has happened in my walk in faith in the last many, many years. Thanks to all of you who participated today.
I want to thank Avery for the message today. Sometimes it's difficult when you see someone that's being laughed at school, maybe not being bullied, but maybe they did something that is a little out of our realm of normal. It's easy to laugh with other kids that are laughing at that kid, but you know it takes an even bigger person to befriend that person. There was a young man that rode our school bus that didn't dress quite the same way as everybody else, so he took a lot of kidding. And I started sitting with him in the bus, on the bus seat, and pretty soon everybody thought we were boyfriend and girlfriend. Well, that was okay. That was all right. And I got laughed at a little bit, but they stopped picking on him. That's not my glory. That's God's glory. Just that little voice that tells us, do the right thing. And I appreciate the message so much this morning.
Bring the special music this morning reminded me of a story in the Gospels where the people were bringing the little children of Jesus to be blessed. The disciples tried to stop it. And Jesus said, "Hinder not the little children that come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." So I watched them sing this morning. I'm reminded of that verse, there's such is the kingdom of heaven for those small children.
Dear God, please help us remember that no one is perfect and to stand up for people. And thank you for all our friends at church today as well. Amen.
What a wonderful day. Amen. Amen. What a wonderful day. I'm supposed to bless the food, so I'm going to go ahead and do that if I can get through it. Let us pray over the food. Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for these young people. I thank you for bringing this crowd together to support them. As we fellowship together and we commune with you, breaking of bread and drinking of the drink, Lord, I ask that you bless the food, that you bless the conversation, you bless the folks that have prepared the food and those that are partaking of it. And you continue to bless our young people. In Jesus' name, amen. Please join us in the fellowship hall.